Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What's your reaction to Jonathan Kuminga getting a DNP?
I'm less surprised than the majority of our audience, and I do think that it was signaled before yesterday's game that this might be happening. Now, did I think that it would be this dramatic where he wouldn't play at all? No, but you could see that the things that Steve Kerr had said, and you played it earlier, and I'm glad you did, and it kind of signals what Jonathan Kuminga needs to do and what he has not really been doing. And so I was a little surprised for him to not play at all, but then I went back and looked at the history of Jonathan Kuminga with the Warriors and his playoff career, and he's averaging a little over 7 minutes per game in the playoffs. And so when you get to these games, these big playoff games, Steve Kerr has not had the faith in Jonathan Kuminga to play him before, so yeah. Why would he play him now?
Matter of faith, or, like, I actually think this is more about now. I know you're drawing a historical line. I see every year and every team as different, and this year's team, upon arrival with Jimmy Butler, has found something. They found something that they've not been able to find for the last two seasons, actually. And it's been really good. It's the best stretch of basketball that they have played since they won a championship, quite frankly. And so they found something. And they found it at a time when Jonathan Kuminga was hurt. And so he was not playing. And okay, fine. Now he comes back, and they've tried to insert him into that. And it is clear to me that they have arrived at a spot where they feel inserting him into whatever they were doing does not add to it. It actually potentially subtracts a little bit. And I think that even the biggest Jonathan Kuminga fan is going to have a hard time arguing otherwise. The data is all there, from the analytics of him not playing well with Draymond Green and Jimmy Butler to the record the team had without him versus the record that they've had with him returning. I know yesterday they didn't win the game, but if you get all of your focus on that idea, winning the basketball game, I think we're in a moment. This is not about whether Kuminga's a good player or whether he has assets. In the moment, you have a hard time if what your goal is to give evidence of how Jonathan Kuminga has shown that what he delivers this team really aids winning the game. The data does not suggest that. It just doesn't. And so... if we want to talk about this and have a grown-up conversation about it, the breadcrumbs were there. And it started on this show. It started right here. I think it was last Wednesday.
Yeah.
That Steve Kerr joined us, and we asked him about his plan, like what he sees with Kuminga's minutes and his plan in the playoffs. Actually, I guess it was Thursday. So last Thursday, Steve said this to us.
You know, Jimmy's arrival took away a lot of Jonathan's minutes at the four. You know, there's no doubt that, you know, as soon as Jimmy arrived and we started winning, we leaned into lineup combinations that enhanced Jimmy because we were winning. And Jonathan was out for that whole stretch. We went like, 17-3 or something. So we're going to keep doing what's been winning. But the lineup with Jimmy, Jonathan, and Draymond doesn't fit real well, frankly. It just doesn't. We need more spacing. We've found other lineups that have clicked. And this is just part of the deal, being in the NBA. And you got to adapt to whatever, whatever's happening with the team. Jonathan's done a great job of that. He's working hard. He's playing well when he's out there. But I'm just going with the lineup combinations that I think are going to give us the best chance to win. And there's going to be nights where he's absolutely part of that, like the Laker game. And then there's going to be nights where I go to Buddy or Moses or Gary Payton. It just changes every game based on what's happening, and I have to read that as a coach.
Okay, so that was clue one. And actually, we focused so much on his comment that, the lineup with Draymond, Jimmy, and Jonathan, just, it doesn't fit. It just doesn't. We focused on that. We didn't hear what he said next. He said, there's going to be nights where I don't go to him. Okay? And so maybe last night was just, quote, one of those nights. And maybe he will play 19 minutes tomorrow night. I doubt it. That's just my guess. That's kind of what I've heard. We'll see. I think it's a living, breathing thing. It could change. But here comes the other breadcrumb, and to me, this is the one that's even harder if you are rooting for Jonathan Kuminga. After the win in Portland on Friday night, this was said on the podium after the game, even though the Warriors had won by double digits.
We got the job done. We got the win. Obviously, they had most of their team out, so this was the expected result. But we needed to get it done and to put ourselves in a great position, and which we've done. But the game has to connect. There has to be a rhythm to both ends of the floor. And I didn't see that much tonight. 10, 15 minutes of that and the other 35 or so, not good basketball. Game's got to flow. We have to pass the ball better. We have to get spaced better. We have to develop a rhythm. We were in a better place, I think, a few weeks ago. We were playing with more rhythm, more flow, more two-way connection, and we have to get back to that. The last couple weeks have been a little choppy.
We were playing a few weeks ago with a better flow, a better rhythm. We were playing better a few weeks ago. I heard that. And in the moment, I thought to myself, that's pretty broad stroke. I don't know exactly what he means by a few weeks ago. Maybe that's just kind of the ebb and flow of the season. But Dibs, it crossed my mind. It crossed my mind where it was like, crap, is he basically saying that we were better before Jonathan Kuminga got inserted back into the rotation? I hope that's not what he was saying. Well, I don't know, man, because a day and a half later, he came out and played the most important game of the year and decided before it even started, Jonathan's out. He's not playing. He's not playing at all. And I am absolutely hearing that the thought inside the building, this could change, but that the thought inside the building is that's going to be the play again tomorrow night.
It might be. I do think that the matchup is different, and the matchup against the Clippers is one where the way the Clippers play defense makes it so you want to have much more ball movement and spacing, and that's not what Jonathan Kuminga is great at. He's not great at ball movement, and already you've got spacing issues when you've got Kevon, who plays, and Draymond. Jimmy Butler's not a great three-point shooter, so if you add in Jonathan Kuminga, a guy who's not great at shooting the three, well, now your spacing is going to be even more of an issue. But I'm struck by the first comment that you played from Kerr about the Portland game, and he said, 10 or 15 minutes in there, we were out of sorts, and Jonathan played 17 minutes in that game, and Jonathan was a plus four in the plus minus in a game that you won by 17. So in the non-Kuminga minutes, you were a plus 13, you were a plus four when he played. So feels like, and just watching that game was really choppy, and that's one that they should have probably won by 35 or 40. Portland didn't have a lot of real frontline NBA players. Well, and you,
exactly.
I mean, Portland scored 86 points, you didn't struggle to win, but it was not a laugher.
You struggled to blow them off the floor.
Right. It took a long time.
Yeah.
And so I look at those minutes in that game, and then you get to last night, and and what Steve said there is, if Jimmy's going to play a lot at the four, and then you look at last night's game, or I'm sorry, yesterday afternoon's game, Jimmy Butler played 21 and a half minutes in the first half, which is all but 2.5 minutes. So if he's playing the four, then JK can't play alongside Jimmy. And Draymond played 17 minutes. So for the majority of the half, it was Draymond and Jimmy and, you know, Steph for 15 minutes. So where is Kuminga going to fit in with that group?
He doesn't think he does.
He's not, exactly.
He doesn't think that he does. And so, yeah, like, I know that it's sort of hard to work your way through this. On some level, I don't think that this is Steve Kerr saying, I don't like you, Jonathan Kuminga. But I don't think that the Warrior brass right now thinks that this particular Warrior group, and this is what they found, okay? Here's what's, I think, really hard on the Jonathan Kuminga side of the fence. What's really hard is the Warriors finally, for a two-year stretch, they finally found something that looks elite. They finally found something that's winning almost all of the games. And it happened without him. I don't know. I don't know how you're supposed to go away from that. Especially that then when you do enter it in, he didn't like what he saw. And I didn't love it either. I didn't think it was awful. There were nights where it was really good. Everybody points to the Laker game a week and a half ago. That was amazing. He looked fantastic that night. I don't think he always looks bad or anything. But they're trying to play a certain way. And he is not, I guess, playing that way. And so if you're a Warrior fan, I don't know how you want to turn your back on what was the best stretch of basketball we've seen in 2 years. I don't know how you want to turn your back on that. I get that a lot of us like the player, but I don't know how you turn your back on the best basketball the Warriors have played in 2 years. And if you were, so many of you wanted to save Steph Curry's career, you need to squeeze the orange for every single drop. Well, I'd argue that's what they're doing. They're not getting into their feelings. They are leaning into when they had their highest winning percentage. Unfortunately for the kid, it was when he was hurt.
Right, and if you want to look at the history of Jonathan Kuminga, and we'll go to the phones. I don't want to keep these people on hold too long. But if you look at Jonathan Kuminga in his playoff history, and I won't go too far back, but just go to the last time they made the playoffs, which was 2 years ago. He played against Sacramento. One game he played 13 minutes, and it was garbage time. He played 9 minutes in the fourth. And against the Lakers, he played 9 minutes twice, and they were both blowouts. So even 2 years ago, Steve Kerr did not have the faith to play Jonathan Kuminga. And so I look at yesterday as an example of them still not having really great faith in, yeah, JK, we want to play you 20 or 25 minutes because he's now healthy. He's all the way back. And if they think that he can help them win, they'll play him.
I mean, he needs, I mean, the you don't want to know, I don't know if this is in his skill set or not. You want to know what the kid needs? He needs to become a great three-point shooter.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
That would fix everything.
Well, I don't know if you saw the video yesterday, but after the game, he didn't miss.
He didn't miss.
He was working on a shot.
Yeah, there are no, which is great.
But he was putting in the work.
Yeah. I love every way that Jonathan has reacted to the tough situation this year. I love the way he's reacted. But it doesn't change that, like, the Warriors feel like they are a better flowing team right now when he's not on the floor. And that comes out sounding a certain way. But the bottom line is that Jimmy's not a great outside shooter. Draymond's not a great outside shooter. Jonathan Kuminga's not a great outside shooter. So you can't put them all on the floor at the exact same time. And the other two are going to the Hall of Fame.
The other two do things that Jonathan is not yet consistently doing.
Yes, like Draymond's an elite defensive player.
Right.
Jimmy Butler is the guy who kind of makes it all connect and is able to get to the free throw line and then make them with consistency. Yeah, like, all right, let's talk to everybody. Shane in the city. Hi, Shane. Thanks for calling Willard and Dibs.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's going on?
I was at the game yesterday. I took my almost 3-year-old daughter, and we had two things on the agenda that we wanted to see.
Okay.
According to her, she wanted to see Steph Curry with a blanket on his head, which is her way of saying that Steph Curry, when he comes out of the game the first time in the first quarter, he has the towel draped over his head.
Yes.
She saw that.
Okay. Good. Good.
And then, second of all, we wanted to see Jonathan Kuminga play basketball. And that did not happen.
Yeah.
And we were both very disappointed by that. And I just want to say that we're big JK supporters, but, you know, maybe he wouldn't win or lose them in that game, but at least give him the chance. You know, you have Moody in the game starting, playing 30, 35-plus minutes, and he picks Harden and makes big plays, and he's electric. It's awesome. Like, seeing that in person was incredible. Like, that half-court pick and dunk or whatever it was, awesome. But you're kind of, if he's playing 30 plus minutes and then you're talking about the third and fourth quarters where he's basically invisible, you know, you're kind of losing his potential there, where he could play maybe a little bit less time and make those electric injection type plays and put JK in and put him in front of Harden and see what happens. And I think that, you know, JK's point of attack defense, generally speaking, is pretty damn good. So, like, that's worth exploring. And then, like, I mean, Gary Payton was getting blown past you the whole game. And, I mean, they deserve to lose that game, honestly. And it was sad to see. Like, I called into Sonny and Goo on Friday and just said that the JK treatment seems intentional. And then for Sunday to be followed up with that.
Well,
obviously, there is intention behind it.
Yeah, but hold on there. And Shane, I'm super bummed that your daughter didn't get to see, you know, her favorite player play, and same for you and all that. And thanks for the call. When we say that this is intentional, and I even heard Goo say like a message was sent. I understand where you're all coming from. I really push back though against the idea that this is personal. As in, like, Steve doesn't like Jonathan as a human being. And Steve hates Jonathan as a player.
And he's willing to subvert the chance at winning to send a message.
And he's also not making this decision by himself. I promise you.
Right.
I promise you that this is a collective discussion between Steve, his assistants, his front office, and his Draymond, and his Jimmy, and his Steph. I promise you.
Well, I also promise you that no matter how he felt about any individual, if he thought that player gave him a better chance to win, that he would play that player.
Dude, if that player had three heads, he'd be starting.
Exactly.
Okay? If he had three legs, he'd be starting. If he had one leg, he'd be starting. Like, coaches just, they don't see anything but W. And that's where I'm struggling here, because everybody who's got a Kuminga point, like, even did you hear what Shane said? Shane's like, explore it. See what happens. We're not in exploration mode. You're in desperation mode. You cannot go, let's check and see how this works. They would respond to you and say, that's what we've been doing. And it doesn't work. So we can keep fighting the good fight, and we can keep accusing Steve Kerr of being discriminatory and hating young human beings and all of the things that we say. They've been exploring it, and they, with both their eyes and their data and their record, they have noticed that it has not made them better.
Well, then it comes down to, as a fan, whether or not you put your faith in Steve Kerr or not, because I'm looking at the YouTube feed and a lot of people are, you know, fire Kerr season,
of
and
course.
He's down on Gee 2 and all the rest of it. And so it just depends on how you approach this and look at it. And, you know, Kerr may eventually be wrong about this. You can go out to Memphis.
Sure.
He could DNP Jonathan again tomorrow, and you could lose to Memphis, and then maybe it becomes a bigger question as you go into Friday. It's all a question for Steve Kerr about who he thinks is going to play well and who he thinks is going to fit the best. And yesterday, for the most part, the guys who he played ahead of Jonathan played pretty well.
Yeah, I thought the team played well yesterday. Steph Curry turned the ball over too much. There were some defensive breakdowns in the end. They got caught a little bit in the mud down the stretch. That was a high-level basketball game. You lost in overtime to a really, really good team. I'm with you. You lose tomorrow night, we got different questions to ask. And, oh, by the way, that happens to be the day that we're going to be asking him to Steve Kerr. He'll be with us on Wednesday this week, right after tomorrow night's game.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.